People who meditate are often thought to have bats in their belfry. Interesting concept, isn't it? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with thoughts on meditation. Bats in my belfry. Yes. What is a belfry? A belfry is a place of refuge, a place of peace, according to the dictionary. It's a place where a bell is hung outside of a structure, like a chapel or a church, and it's a place of singing out the praises of a divine being, perhaps. And in the belfry are often found bats. These are flying mammals. They're about the size of rats or various other creatures, and they're thought to be terrible, because the vampire movies oftentimes use them as an expression of something that's evil and bad, that they suck blood and they do things like that. But a bat really is a nocturnal creature, one who flies at night, one who lives at night, and he soars around and can move around quite lovely in quite an amazing way, and he holds on with his feet and he hangs on, so to speak, upside down. And it's a wonderful type of creature to look at. We sometimes wonder, what is a bat? Well, now, people who are called, who have bats in their belfry, as the phrase goes, are thought to have things going on in their head which are not beneficial. They have crazy ideas. They have ludicrous thoughts. They have attitudes of mind that are not beneficial to them. Or at least, as the observer looks on, it appears that these thoughts are not beneficial. Now, are these thoughts, when we are called having bats in our belfry, or being unstable or insane or something like that, are these thoughts really that strange? Are these thoughts really that far out? Now, if you live a normal life, normal as far as humanity calls it normal, and are looked upon by the rest of society as being an average type person, and that's supposed to be normal, then when you have some strange ideas once in a while, you're thought to have some strange ideas once in a while. However, when you live more in your strange ideas, more in your creative imagination than you do in your normal way of living, which is following the status quo of humanity, then you are thought to have bats in your belfry. You're a little strange, you're a little off. Now, what is the difference between having ideas that are kind of strange or a little unusual and living in a world where you have these ideas in your mind all the time? What's the difference? Well, the difference is that as you live your life, you want to do one of two things. You either want to live your life to impress yourself, or you want to live your life to impress others. Now, when you live your life to impress yourself, you're doing everything quite nicely, and your life goes along quite beautifully, and you have very few, if any, problems. When you want to live your life to impress others, then you have to live by their standards. You have to live by their norm. You have to live by their attitudes and their way of thinking. Now, a truly creative, meditative person lives by their own thought, their own way of thinking, their own imagination. And they have some strange ideas from time to time, and these strange ideas set them apart from the rest of humanity. The great industrial giants, men and women who are great thinkers in the field of commerce and entrepreneurship, these people are thought to have bats in their belfry so often by the general public, because they come up with loony ideas, crazy ideas, ideas that just never can possibly be. But what these people have done is they have turned into their inner self. They have turned into their inner creative imagination. And they have listened to that creative inner imagination. And they have said to themselves, hey, this is cool. I think I can do this. I think I can take this idea and run with it and make it a success. And then they take the idea, whatever it may be, and they begin to meditate on it. They begin to think about it. They begin to listen to their inner voice. They listen to their inner thought. And as they listen to their inner thought, great ideas come into their mind, ideas that are strange to the general public. Anyone else who knows them says, hey, I don't know you. You're wacky. You're not cool. And then when they become a success with their wacky, uncool ideas, everybody says, I knew them when. Oh, yes, yes, I knew them when. Yes. The art and act of meditation, as its most successful direction is to be in the quietness of our own inner self, in the quietness of our own inner heart. And when we listen to this quietness in our own inner heart, when we meditate on the dreams that we have, the ideals that we have, the thoughts that flow through our consciousness, oh, it's true. Many people may have thought that thought before too, but not acted on it. Many people may have had that thought in their mind and thought, how great that would be if that could be manifest. Wow, wow, wow. And then other people thought, well, that's just a loony idea, something that a crackpot has thought about. And really, every meditator is a crackpot. And every meditation is the loony information that's in that crackpot. But hey, wonderful things happen. Isn't that interesting how you can read the Bible and you can see in the first chapter of the Bible where there's a God that created everything and he created it out of nothing. What a loony idea. And he created all these things in just 7 days, 6 days actually. The seventh day he rested you, but in 6 days, my goodness. And how long were these days? What was going on? Were these evolutionary days, or were these days in which he just spoke his word and zoom, 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 there it was, everything? And where did this God come from in the first place? I mean, what a loony idea. What an unstable concept to have. And yet, every nation in the world, every culture in the world, every peoples in the world, and the various religions of the world, independently create a being greater than they are, demonstrating mystical powers, bringing forth magical concepts. And they believe it. They believe it. You believe it. I believe it. We believe there is some great beingness, some great power in this universe that is in us, that does all these things. Yes, we believe it. Now, where do we get this loony idea from? Well, we got it in our meditation. We got it in our inner thought. Perhaps we read the Bible. Perhaps we heard someone speak about it. Perhaps our parents taught us these things. Who knows where all of these wonderful ideas have come forth from? But in and of themselves, any sane person would say, it's loony. You got bats in your belfry. You're not particularly sound in your thought. And yet every unsound thought like that has its basis in reality. Because no thought could ever be thought unless that object, that concept, were all not already manifest somewhere. And that somewhere is in our consciousness. That somewhere is in our thought. Because as we give it residence in our mental household, it begins to come forth in our being. Are you ready for having anything you want to come forth in your being? Are you ready to take those bats in your belfry and understand them and delight in them and appreciate them and encourage them to fly around in your brain and maybe even light here and there where you can capture them and put them into beingness. Capture perhaps is the wrong word there, but that you can love them and enfold them and unconditionally love them and bring them forth into expression by revealing them in your world. Meditation is a very wonderful and a very specific and a very special activity. But it's an activity that takes a little bit of our attention in a very special way. And as this attention is taken in a very special way, the rest of the world may look at us and say, we have bats in our belfry. But we look at ourselves and we say, we are divine. And we are expressing our divinity in more and more wonderful, beautiful ways. Meditation is a very selective and a very special thing to each individual. No two individuals meditate exactly the same, and well that it should be so. Every individual is unique. Every individual is a unique expression of the allness, and every individual will be unique in their way of talking about who and what they are, and how they unconditionally embrace the bats in their belfry to come forth and be revealed as something very special each moment of our life. We're embracing those bats in our belfry, and as we embrace them, watch the magic, watch the mystics, watch the unusual, the creative, the delightful, and perhaps the nutty things come forth, and delight in it. Surround it with your unconditional love as I do with mine, and watch the magic come forth. Have a lovely day, and meditate in this new and wonderful way, because as you do, you'll find ways to make it pay, because life is that way. I love you. I love you. I love you.